All right, Anuran. First, let me say this. This was one of the most difficult decisions that I had to make. I studied it long and hard, read the agreement a whole bunch of times, had many, many, many meetings and interviews with people on both sides, including three classified briefings where you can ask questions that are not in the confines of the document, but very relevant to making a decision. And I have found, when it's such a difficult decision as this one has been, you got to study it carefully, come up with a conclusion, not let pressure, politics, or party influence your decision, and then do the right thing as one sees it. Well, that's what I've done, and I will support the motion of disapproval against this agreement. I do it basically for three reasons. I outlined this in a document that is on Medium. So anyone can go to Medium or to my website and see my reasons in some detail. But there are basically three. First, in terms of Iran, during the first 10 years in nuclear weapons, I found the inspections regime not anywhere, anytime, but with lots of holes in it. Particularly troublesome, you have to wait 24 days before you can inspect. That will allow some of the radioactivity to be seen, but not non-radioactivity that goes into building a bomb, all the kinds of other things you need. Second, this codifies Iran being a threshold nuclear state after 10 years. If you believe the Iranian regime may change, then you say, okay, it's a gamble. But if you think they're going to be the same horrible regime they are now, you don't want the United States and the other nations of the world putting the stamp of approval on Iran being a nuclear threshold state. And then there's the non-nuclear parts. Iran will get all sorts of money once the sanctions are lifted, and they will use too much of that money, in my judgment, to create real problems in the Middle East. They'll fund Hezbollah and the Houthis in Yemen and Assad in Syria. They will also be able to use it to build an ICBM, which could only be aimed at the United States since they have enough missiles to reach Israel and Europe. And so for all those reasons, I thought the agreement fell short. What is the solution? Some say the only answer to this is war. I don't believe so. I believe we should go back and try to get a better deal. The nations of the world should join us in that. We have something called secondary sanctions, which got them to the table the first time and can be used again. This deal has too many flaws to support, and therefore, I must oppose it. And one final point. A lot of this is a question of judgment. It's a close question. I don't begrudge anyone who sees it the other way. And the judgment that I came to, I think if you think the Iranian regime will moderate over the next few years, then it's probably a good deal. Then maybe they won't cheat to build a weapon or get close to a weapon in 10 years, or build one or get a threshold place for nuclear weapon after 10, or create all the trouble that they've created in the past. But this regime, this ugly, dictatorial, theocratic regime, has held on for 35 years. And the odds are too great they'd hold on another 10 or 15 or 20. And try to use this agreement, unfortunately, to achieve dual goals, getting rid of the sanctions, but still creating trouble, nuclear and non-nuclear, in the Middle East and around the world.
Senator,
we can take questions.
Did the White House ask you to hold off on this announcement at all?
Look, what I did is I came to a I studied it carefully and came to a decision and then announced my decision. That's what I said I was going to do all along.
Notify the White House before you announced
it? I did.
When did you talk to them?
I talked to the White House Thursday evening. It somehow leaked out Thursday night, but I made it public. My intention was to make it public Friday. Once it was leaked out, we just put my statement on the Medium website.
Do you have any idea how it, any inkling on how it might have leaked, or does that even?
Don't know. Doesn't really matter to me.
Senator, do you think going back to the drawing board to make a new deal is realistic?
I think given the many holes in this agreement, it's worth the chance to do it. It'll be hard. getting the other nations first, if we don't go for the deal, U.S. sanctions, which are the toughest, stay in effect. But so do secondary sanctions. And the secondary sanctions say to a big bank like HSBC or a country like France, if you can either deal with the United States or Iran, if you deal with Iran, say Total, the big oil company, has a contract with Iran, they can't deal with the United States. That's pretty powerful.
Do you think the rest of the powers might just say to hell with you?
Well, I hope not. They have an interest in seeing a non-nuclear Iran, and they came to the table the first time for that reason. Okay?
What do you think of the...
Wait, I'm going to take him from the press first, sir. Okay?
What do you think of the White House sort of suggesting since your announcement that, that maybe you shouldn't be the Democratic leader in the Senate anymore?
Look, this is a decision of conscience. And my colleagues respect that as I will respect their decisions of conscience. So no, I don't think that means very much.
Do you think there are the votes in the Senate to
I don't know. It's a close question. And I have said I will certainly talk to my colleagues about why I decided what I did. But this is not going to be one of those things where you can force anybody to vote. It's a decision of conscience. And it would be unseemly and wrong, and I wouldn't even try to say, oh, you'll get on certain committee or you'll get a road built in your district if you vote this way. This is a decision of conscience. It was for me, and I'll respect that in every one of my colleagues.